I want to share with you, B'siyata D'shmaya, a beautiful idea that I heard years ago from Rav Yaakov Katz, the Rosh Kollel in Yeshiva Kota, when Rav Binyamin was there, I think, and in the Tivariyeh, where I was zoche to hear him. And he asked a few questions, and I think the message that he shared is one that's a beautiful message, appropriate to Rosh Hashanah, and I think if you've been paying attention, really dovetails in many ways what we've been discussing the last couple of weeks. Rav Katz asked the Gevaldik Akasha, Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Ayin Ches, describes Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a little wishy-washy. And there the Pasuk uses a Pasuk that we say all the time. Could be, if you're like me, you might not have never noticed the context in this Pasuk, which we'll discuss tonight. And that is the Pasuk, V'hu rachum yichaper avoin v'lo yashchis v'hir ba'alosh v'apoi v'lo yoyir kol chamosai. A Pasuk that describes God's mercy, His atonement, and God's removal of His anger, Mir Tzashem, that we should be zochet to eshnas chayim tom v'shalom tichla shana v'kiloseh, that all the klalos of the previous years should leave us. V'hurachum! It's a beautiful pasuk. But Rav Katz pointed out that the psukim that precede them are actually don't describe Klal Yisrael in a very good state at all. The pasuk describes Vayizkru ke'elukim tzurim v'kel elyon go'alam. Klal Yisrael, after its sins in the Midbar, remember that God is in control. And then, after they remember Him, the Pasuk says, Vayifateu libam, bifiyem, excuse me, uvilashoinem yichazvu. They said words of vidui, but their hearts weren't there. V'libam loinachoy nimai, v'loinemam bebrisai. V'hurachom yichaper avon, v'lo yashchis. Very, very strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us kapara, even if we're not sincere. That's almost like this is a free street towards Rosh Hashanah. That's it. We stop the work. Hurachum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu atones. What's going on? What's going on? Rav Katz also found another fantastic maramakum. The Meiri in his Chibur HaTshuva. The Meiri wrote a whole sefer on Tshuva called Chibur HaTshuva. A humongous treatise on Tshuva. And the Meiri described something that I think some of us, if you're like me and you're not a tzaddik, you could relate to. And that is the Meiri describes people who on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur try to be as sincere as possible. They go into it as sincerely as possible. Or God forbid, they go through a tzara and they're woken up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they do tshuva, and then the next year, they find themselves in the exact same place. And the Meiri uses a fascinating description that I want to try to understand with you tonight. You know, when I was younger, I thought I had style. My kids tell me I have no sense of style anymore. None whatsoever. My pants are too baggy. My son's pants have to be tighter and tighter. So the Meiri says, you know what's wrong with this guy? The Meiri says, Hasignon Ramaod. He has bad style. There's something called a bad style tshuva. There's tshuva in style. There are those people who do tshuva in style and those people who do tshuva not in style. Let me read you, I'm not making this up. Let me read you his lashon. He mamish used the word style. He says, there are some people when it comes to etzara, they do tshuva and they never come back to their averos. And then he says, there's a second type of person. He says, there's a person, v'tachazos ha-madrega, sheshad b'cholib b'chol nafsho beis etzara, mibli shetiyem machshavto loshuv lavlaso od. The individual had no intention to end up in the same place. V'zeh hashov, af al pi shemachshavtoi zako unikia beis shuvasai ligmar bedaitoi lebal yosef yavor boi chet v'avon, yachboi desli boi be'ese yosef harvachav yeshuva yeshna b'avlasa. In the time of Tzara, he does tshuva, and then he ends up in the same place. V'koy mishpatei kol hayom yoshev beis sarah, so it happens time and time again. U'be'esh alvasa yachsir l'suv v'yimrod b'shem. And here are the words. V'zeh signoin rama'oid. And that person has bad style. What does the Meiri mean? That there's a good style tshuva, and that there is a bad style tshuva. I've emphasized to the Talmidim in the past that a pasuk that we're all working on at our age, all of our ages, is the pasuk of Eloi Sasura Achrei Levavchem Achrei Nechem. Shmir Seinayim, a person to raise their eyes, to be a little bit holier, to be a little bit loftier. Rashi describes, Ha'ayin Roeh, the eye sees, Va'alev Chomed, and the heart desires, V'gufa Yisar Averos. That's what happens, that's one of the things that we might have to do tshuva on, going into Yom Noraim. But Rashi is backwards, or the pasuk is backwards. The pasuk says, "V'lo sasur achrei levavchem achrei nechem." You shouldn't turn after your heart and then your eyes. And Rashi describes it in the inverse. Rashi says the eye sees, and then the heart desires. Which one is it? V'lo sasur achrei levavchem or achrei nechem? So Rav Katz, in his sing-song, beautiful Musar voice, for those who are zochet to have Ashrei Ayin Ra'ah Sazos, he's a kohen also, to watch his avoda in Yom HaKippurim. Rav Katz begins in a sing-song voice, and he begins to sing the words of the Mesillas Yesharim. L'sa'aneg al Hashem v'lenois miziv shchinaso. That our tafkid in this world is to enjoy this world, to enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu not because we're scared of Him. Remember Flat Stanley and Fat Stanleyette? We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu not because we're afraid of Him. It's not that there's this give and take, that God, I'll be a little bit better so you don't zap me. It's because it's beautiful. Ashreinu matachokeinu mayofi yirushaseinu. How beautiful, how sweet it is to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu. How sweet it is. Now what happens? Let's take the Meiri's fellow. What happens? An individual that comes in before Yom Noraim, and they sincerely want to no longer repeat those averos. They sincerely want to be better people. They understand that an eye that's entirely attached to their phone, they understand that ears that are constantly listening to bad things, they understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. They realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something bigger than that from them. B'chatz v'chalilu v'shov la'av losoi. V'zeh ha'signon ramod. Says the Meiri, the style is off. You know what's missing? There's not enough tainuk. There's not enough of a desire of the individual to want, to enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we spoke about last time is the third dimension. A person who wants to truly develop a real relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Their desire for Shmiras Einayim is because they don't want to do Averos. Pure Yiras HaOnesh. As opposed to a sense of my eyes that are so holy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such holy things that could accomplish so many things. I want to live them up, bring them up. I want to bring it closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rashi describes the Pu'ula. Rashi describes Ha'ayin Roeh V'Alev Chomed V'Gufos Averos. Rashi describes what happens physically. So what happens if you have somebody who only approaches in a physical level, doesn't get into L'Sanig Al Hashem V'Lenos B'Ziv Shechinaso, so he goes onto the bus with the biggest possible Gemara he could have. Tries to shield himself. It doesn't work. Because the key is not the fences that you're going to create. The key is whether you really, really, really want it. And by the way, it takes years to really, really want it. Just want it a little bit more. And just a little bit more, and just a little bit more. The battle in the pu'ula seems to be about creating those fences of the einayim and then the lev and then the guf. But in truth, the battle is really over here. The battle is, what do I truly, deep, deep, deep down, what do I really want? That's the pshat in the Meviri. V'zeh ha-signon ramaod. The style is off. It's bad style. It's sincere. It's sincere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give all of us a kapara. A kapara all of us are going to get this Siyat Tishmai. Because every single person who's here, anybody who's not out in town right now, is in the Beis Medrash, anybody who clearly wants something, is looking for something. Is looking for a lot. That individual for sure. There is a kapara. Rav Asher Weiss points out, and Rav Soloveitchik preceded him, that there's something else aside from kapara. And that's called tahara. In about 12, 13 days, we're going to have the opportunity to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefnei Hashem titaru. Ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem. The first stage is kapara, but the next stage is tahara. Next stage is tahara. Purity starts with the leif. Kapara is a sincerity where the individual doesn't want to end up in that exact same spot. But does he have the style? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the wisdom and the tshuka to be able to find that style. And we have to dig deep inside. We have to dig deep inside of ourselves. What do we truly, truly, truly want? For sure, none of us wants to get zapped by God. For sure, we all know that the way not to get zapped by God is to do tshuva for the Baisim Roim. And that's where most people get stuck. They have this deal. The flat Stanley has his deal with God. I'm going to do a little bit better, God, and you do a little bit better with me. I was a lo sof ha-sipur. Because, as the Meiri describes, he ends up in the back exact same spot. Signon ra ma'od. But tahara. Tahara is an entirely different madrega. Tahara is an individual that truly wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the amazing thing is, habo l'tahir mesayin oso. If we spend some time thinking about that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tremendous siyata d'shmaya. Actually, in this week's parasha, we have a stira. One place in Sefer Dvarim it says, "Umal Hashem Elokecha eslevavcha veslevav zarecha." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to circumcise our hearts. And then there's another pasuk earlier that says, "Umaltem es arlas levavchem," that you're going to do the circumcision. Of course, that refers to tshuva. Which one is it? Is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it? Or do we do it? Says the Kotzker Rebbe so beautifully. The Kotzker Rebbe says, do you think you could achieve Tahara on your own? No way. You and I can never achieve Tahara on our own. But the Gemara says, Habol Itar, the moment in which there is this hearer inside of our hearts, there's a hearer that it's not about simply, I don't want to do these Averos because they're not good. But it's truly a desireless, Anigal Hashem Velenos Miziv Shchinaso, then it becomes a totally different story. Says the Kotzker Rebbe, Umal Hashem Elokecha eslevavcha veslevav zarecha. Of course, we can't do it alone. But the moment in which there is this hearer could bring us to a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a tremendous siyata d'shmaya for Tahara. May be zocha for a ksivach simatova, a shnas, chaim tovim v'shalom, and a year not just of kapora, but b'siyata d'shmaya, a year of Tahara. Chevra, I was asked.